With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Since the 1950s, the Visiting Nurse Association has delivered hospice and home health care directly to patients' homes across the Central Coast. Now, the nonprofit has a new Latino Mobile Resource Center. It's a van on a mission to inform Latino families in South Monterey County about end-of-life care. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The Hospice Office for the Visiting Nurse Association, or VNA for short, is located in the heart of Salinas. A yucca tree hangs over its tile roof. Inside, it's quiet. Staff stop by in the morning, check their schedules, and head out to provide hospice, palliative, or home health care.
So that's why the office is always empty, because everybody, all the staff is out, out and about making those visits.
Elizabeth Biorete is the Latino Outreach Coordinator. Her job is to deliver information about end-of-life decisions and care to the local Spanish-speaking community. She walks outside and up to a white van that's been transformed into a mobile resource center. It's decorated with a colorful mural that illustrates a nurse standing in a field of calla lilies. Inside, a built-in shelf holds flyers and brochures about end-of-life services. Everything is in English and Spanish.
We try to really give the community the tools that they need to be prepared for, you know, when we get to that time in life, which we all are going to, you know, be there sooner or later.
Since November, Biorete has been driving to apartment complexes, resource fairs, to an agricultural company in Moss Landing, where 300 people listened in. This community, like many others, is one that Biorete says doesn't tend to talk about death.
We really just want to promote the dialogue of end of life and that it's okay to talk about it.
And promote planning ahead. The target area is South Monterey County, where most residents speak Spanish. That's where Biorete is headed. Farm fields hug the highway and stretch into the distance. Biorete says many down here feel isolated. For some, doctors are an hour away. We're meeting up with a family who receives help from the VNA. They live in the city of Gonzales. Inside their apartment, framed pictures of weddings and family get-togethers take up the living room walls.
This is my son, my oldest son.
Israel Ruiz uses his cane to point to a picture of his son wearing a graduation cap. Ruiz spent his life working in artichoke fields and then for a vineyard. He says it wasn't the backbreaking work that eventually hurt him. It was bone cancer. He was diagnosed about 2 years ago.
And I think when I was in the hospital, I had to say I was lost.
He got a referral for palliative care through the VNA. Registered nurse Desiree Lacayo visits every Monday. She does his labs and helps with hard conversations.
We also have a social worker. So Joanna is involved as well. We have spiritual care. And between all three of us, sometimes we can do visits together to talk about it more.
The team helped the Ruiz family fill out medical and legal documents that assign someone to make decisions if the patient is unable to, and clarify what types of interventions they would want. Ruiz says finalizing these forms was difficult for his family. He drifts between English and Spanish.
We're Mexicans, you know, and for somebody to come up to you and tell you, oh, yeah, have you... Look at that dicho que te vas a morir mañana y necesitas que arreglar papeles.
He said, have you been told, in case you die tomorrow, you need to get your papers in order?
No, I've never heard of it. Pues ellos te ayudan.
They help you out, he said. His wife, Lydia Ruiz, sits on the couch next to him with tears in her eyes. She says now she knows what his wishes are. She's grateful for the help.
A lot of Hispanics or Mexicans are afraid to ask for help when there is a lot of help out there.
It's back in the van for Elizabeth Biorete, the Latino Outreach Coordinator. She visits South Monterey County about 4 times a week, helping the community navigate the difficult road ahead. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.